Hi everyone, you're welcome once again to another episode of this podcast. I am so excited. This is the first episode for this year. Happy New Year, everyone. Thank you for staying tuned to this channel. I want to believe that this year will open us up to new and greater dimensions of blessings from God. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. You're welcome on board once again today. In the spirit of the new year, I would like to announce to us that this podcast will now be called the Voice of Hope Podcast. The Voice of Hope Podcast. I want to really appreciate all those who have stayed tuned to this channel. Those who have been sharing, liking, and commenting, thank you for keeping us going. From now on, we are going to call this podcast the Voice of Hope Podcast. On today's episode, I'm going to be sharing with you one of the previous episodes that I have had out of the Sowing into Greatness series. I'm going to be sharing one of the episodes that I believe is very important for us to have a successful year. And I believe that it is going to bless you as you listen. Amen. This series, Sowing into Greatness, will not be complete without establishing the fact that it doesn't matter what effort man puts in to sow seeds and set the track for a future he desires, it is the blessing, the hand of God, that makes them succeed. You can plant, you can work, you can do all things rightly, but it is the hand of God that makes them yield. This is the one last thing. Paul, speaking to the Corinthian church in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 5 to 6, established the fact that even though he planted and Apollos did the watering, it was still God that gave the increase. Life is spiritual, and for you to have full dominion over it, you have to connect to and take advantage of God's unseen hand of favor to be successful in life. The Bible says in Psalms chapter 44 and verse 3 about the children of Israel, that they got not the land in possession by their own sword, neither did their own arm save them, but the right hand of the Lord and his countenance, because he favored them. Did they fight battles on their way to possessing the land? Yes. But did they win because they were strong? No. But they possessed the land because of the hand and favor of God. So many people work and do everything rightly as they ought, but still have nothing to show for it. The difference between those people and the ones who enjoy increase on their seeds and efforts is the hand of God. The Bible says in Psalms chapter 127 and verse 1, except the Lord build the house, the labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord watch the city, the watchman waketh, but in vain. After you have sown seed, after you have done all your work, you must be wise enough to commit them to God in expectation for a harvest. It is God that makes men prosper, not their efforts. It is the blessings of God that makes rich and add no sorrow. This is my admonition this morning. After you have sown all your seeds. Don't forget to sow the one last seed of prayer. Committing the works of your hands unto God, asking Him to bless and increase the seeds you have sown. The race most times is not to the swift, neither is the battle to the strong, nor yet riches to men of understanding. Favor also is not always to the men of skill. All of these are in the hands of God. Therefore, you have to connect to God and harness His hand of favor for you to enjoy the fullness of harvest on all that you have sown, for you to enjoy the full blessings that comes forth from the efforts that you put into the future that you desire. Today, I pray that the hand of the Lord will rest upon you and cause His blessings to rest on all that you do. May the Lord cause you to find favor before men, young and old, male and female, in Jesus' name. Amen. Finally, if you're listening to this podcast and you have not given your life to Jesus, this is a wonderful opportunity for you to do so. I want to invite you to commit your life to God. This is the first step for you to take. And if you're like that and you're listening to me, you like to invite Jesus into your heart, please say after me, say, Lord Jesus, today I surrender my life to you. I accept that you are my Lord and my Savior. Please come into my life and make me whole. Today, I am born again. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for listening. I want to believe that this episode has blessed you. If it has, please do where to like, comment, and also share with your friends and family. Make sure you are also a voice of hope to your generation. My name is Wale Okelola, and you can follow me on all social media platforms at Wale Okelola on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. If you want to reach me, you can reach me via my email, olawalemike@gmail.com. Until I come your way again next time, I am your friend, Wale Okelola. Stay blessed. Amen.